Madam President, I move that further proceedings on the roll call be dispensed with and the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all those in favor say aye. All opposed say nay. The motion prevails. The Sergeant-at-Arms will bring in the absent members. Today's chaplain is the Reverend Bill Helker from All Saints Lutheran Church in Cottage Grove. After the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Good morning. I invite you all to pray. God of all nations and peoples, as inhabitants of this earth, we all struggle to find purpose and meaning in our lives. In our most honest moments, we recognize that there is something at work in the universe that is bigger than us. We strive to name it, to encounter it, and to connect with it, hoping to fill that empty space in our souls that calls us to move beyond ourselves and to touch the holy. In our endeavor to do so, unfortunately, we often isolate ourselves from one another, seeking to surround ourselves with like-minded individuals, afraid and mistrustful of those who understand and live life differently than we understand and live it. We marginalize and belittle those who believe and follow a different path than the one we have chosen to follow. We allow fear to guide our actions, and in doing so, unwittingly close ourselves off to the very things we seek: opportunity for all of your children to experience shalom and abundant life. But in our best moments, when we choose love over fear, understanding over division, and mutual respect over mistrust, we open ourselves to the possibility of becoming more than we could ever imagine, accomplishing more than we could ever dare to hope. Send now your spirit upon these public servants gathered here throughout our nation and throughout the entire world, that they may see and hear in the faces and voices of each other the opportunity to do justice, love kindness, and walk humbly in the light of your wisdom. And help us all to trust that although we may all be on different paths, you walk with us all, ahead of us to show us the way, behind us to encourage us, above us to watch over us, below us to lift us up, beside us to befriend us, and within us to give us your deep and abiding peace. In the name of the holy that we all seek. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much.
Shalom.
Thank you.
I love that Micah quote, too.
Oh, yeah. That's a good one.
It's a great one.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The Secretary will take the roll.
Anderson, Bach, Benson, Bonhoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Champion, Clausen, Cohen, Dahl, Dames, Dibble, Dietzick, Eaton, Eakin, Fishbach, Franzen, Gazelka, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Herr, Hayden, Hoffman, Housley, Ingebrigtsen, Jensen, Johnson, Kent, Kiffmeyer, Kunin, Latz, Limmer, Lori, Marty, Metzen, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Ortman, Osmick, Pappas, Peterson J., Peterson B., Pratt, Reinert, Rest, Rosen, Rude, Saxhog, Scalzi, Schmidt, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stumpf, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres Ray, Weber, Westrom, Wieger, and Wickland.
A quorum is present. We move now to the fifth order of business. Senator Bach.
Madam President, I move that the committee reports printed in the agenda and the addendum be adopted with the exception of the reports pertaining to joint rule number 2.03.
All those in favor say aye. Opposed nay. Motion prevails. The sixth order of business, the bills printed on the agenda and the addendum, will be given their second reading. The eighth order of business, introduction, first reading of Senate bills. The bills will be given their first reading and referred as indicated. The ninth order of business, motions and resolutions. These are author motions which will be adopted as one motion. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Rood.
Madam President, I move that Senate File 125 be withdrawn from the Committee on Transportation and Public Safety and returned to the author.
This is your bill?
Yes, Madam President.
All right. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Marty. Senator Marty's not in the chamber. Senator Skoy.
Thank you, Madam President. I would move that Senate File 1213 be withdrawn from the Committee on Transportation and Public Safety and referred to the Committee on Finance. This is a transportation finance bill that's going to go back to Senator Dibble's Finance Division.
And this is your bill?
This is my bill, and I've talked to both chairs.
All those in favor of that motion say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. Senator Ortman.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate File 647, number 108 on general orders, a very good bill, I've chief authored it, be stricken and referred to the Committee on Finance.
Senator Ortman, I assume this is your bill. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The Senate Resolution number 49 and number 50 will be returned to the Rules Committee. We finish up with the 13th order of business, announcements of Senate interest. Are there any announcements? Senator Sharon.
Thank you. I just really want to remind everybody, I'm certain you've received one of these postcards that's announcing that, everybody wants to pay attention to what I'm saying right now. This is really important. Thank you for your attention. Today, you've all gotten these cards, is Greater Mankato, the Way to Grow Days here at the Capitol. And you're all invited to join us for our Mankato Days. You should have gotten one of these postcards. From 3 to 5, Greater Mankato representatives will be available in the rotunda. And from 6:30 to 8:30, there's a Mankato reception and expo, which is at the Doubletree Hotel, 411 Minnesota Street. And I'm really hoping that as many of you as can come to Mankato Days tonight. We have a great time. You can meet people in our community, in our business, and they really love it when the legislators show up. They are so grateful. So Mankato Days, you'll see them in the Capitol today.
Without objection, the following senators will be excused from today's session. Senator Metzen. Are there any other announcements? Senator Sanjum.
Thank you, Madam President. Madam President, recently, at least, I think all senators have gotten in their mail a little card that talks about a Senate reunion that we're going to have on May 9th. Now, that's a while off, but I would simply urge you to jot that on your calendar and get your registration in early, because we are limited to 300, and that's it. So we got no latecomers, we believe at least. So please note that and consider strongly attending. It's going to be a lot of fun. Former Senator Lessard is going to bring his walleye batter and everything associated with that. And it'll be a great night, but try to make that if you can. I'm just probably going to remind people from time to time about it, but thought I'd start today.
Reverting back to motions and resolutions, Senator Marty.
Madam President, I move that Senate File 1066 be withdrawn from the Committee on Education, re-referred to the Committee on Health, Human Services, and Housing.
And this is your bill?
I believe it is, and I believe the two chairs have approved this.
I hope more than belief. All those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevail. Are there going now to announcements of Senate interest. Are there any announcements? Then Senator Bach.
Madam President, the Rules Committee will meet 15 minutes after adjournment in room 123. Madam President, I move that the Senate do now adjourn until Thursday, March 21st, 11 a.m.
All those in favor of that motion say aye. Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion prevails. The Senate stands adjourned.